Joined here with Kevin Derry, Derry City Assistant Manager. Kevin, what is the team news ahead of tomorrow night's game?
Obviously Peter's been a wee doubt for a couple of weeks now since finishing against Dundalk, sorry. And the good thing for me, you know, Conor McDermott's the same, he's felt a wee niggle again, but the good thing for me, they're all putting themselves forward to play, which is always what you want to see, the coaching staff. So we give them another 24 hours. Darren Cole's trained all week again, which has been a wee bit stop start for him, so he's got a good week under his belt. So we're really happy with the workload we've managed to get in since the disappointing result against Dundalk. And we look forward to tomorrow night. It's a game for other people and people to step up, whoever we decide to go with. And we're really looking forward to the game.
Well, give you confidence as well, given that they're injured, but they're still putting their names forward. They get out there, they want to play.
Exactly. I think that's credit to the fans as well, Pat. You know, it's been a real vibrant and contagious atmosphere here. You know, we've all really enjoyed it. Although it was a disappointing result against Dundalk, I think the players left everything out there. They poured their heart down the pitch again, and as they done against Waterford and UCD. So this is our fourth home game. It's a game we're targeting day one. It's a game we're looking to get our supporters right behind us again, because I think it's fair to say that we've all really enjoyed so far the product that we've put on the pitch. We're very young in our journey, but it's a game we have to target 3 points, basically.
Of course, going into the game, what is your thoughts on the game? And Sligo Rovers are not an easy team to play against.
No, there's no easy games back in the league. They've gone the champions and got a point, first game of the season. Really backs against the walls and dug out a point. They've gone the very tough place, Ballybuffet, to get 3 points. So we're under no illusions. It's going to be a tough game. It's a very difficult league, a 10-team league. And it's a game that we feel that if we get the levels we have done in the last number of weeks and show a wee bit more quality and conviction in front of goal, we had a good few chances in the last three games here. So it's something we're looking to keep that trend continuing, looking to get on the front foot, looking to create chances, and looking to get 3 points and get it and go on to the next one.
Of course, it's a club that you know a wee bit about, being there as assistant last year. But Liam Buckley has come in now and changed things up, brought on different players. And he normally puts a decent side together.
They're probably in the same track as we are. No, a whole, lot of changes down there. A lot of changes in personnel and the staff part of it and the playing side of it. And they're young and they're learning the game. They're finding their way to get victories and get points on the board. And they have done that. So it's a game where two teams are probably similar in their path in terms of where they are. Like, we've only been together 3 months. Liam Buckley's only in there 3 months or so. So we've worked really hard to get the players in super condition, and we're hoping our intensity and our work rate and all the things you need to be a top team in this league come to the fore on tomorrow night. And we managed to get about 3 points and move on to the next game, which is Longford.
Of course, it's sort of been stop start this year from so far. No, maybe 2-1s, but and a draw and 2 losses. Do you look at things like that going into the game?
No,
they're not good in their travels.
It's a difficult one to assess. They beat UCD as well. They've beat Finn Harps and they get a point against Dundalk. So we've played six, we've won two. We've won two, lost two, and drew two. So it's evenly matched. We've lost against the two best teams in the league, in my opinion, at the minute, Shamrock Rovers and Dundalk. So we have to take confidence from our last three performances here, and regardless who we come up against, we feel that Brandywell needs to get back to the fortress that had always been known as. And teams come here, and you know, we give them the utmost respect, but we want to get 3 points out of every game, and that's the way we treat it Dundalk, it's the way we treat it Waterford and UCD, and it's certainly the way we'll be treating Sligo. We treat them with utmost respect, but for me, this is our gaff, and we only won the points.
It's always good to win your home games, Kev, plus they keep you in touch with the top two in that league.
Yeah, I think it's a real tight top of the league at the minute. It's like Shamrock Rovers have played a couple of games extra, and we're a few games behind them, but we feel 3 points is massive for us in our journey. We want to get the 3 points and just show people that we're really up for a fight and trying to get this club back to the top end of the table.
Thank you, Kim. No